Welcome to Wellness Rebranded, the podcast where a dietitian, a personal trainer, and a mental health therapist get together to explore health and wellness from three different healing perspectives. I'm Elizabeth, registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor.
I'm Maria, licensed mental health therapist.
And I'm Tara, personal trainer. We believe in finding ways to nourish a healthy relationship with our mind and body, eating for well-being, not weight, finding joy in moving our bodies, and embracing and understanding our emotions. We are here to help you redesign your relationship with food, fitness, and yourself.
How great would it be if you got science-based guidance from qualified professionals instead of trying out conflicting, overhyped, and unproven trends?
If that sounds as awesome to you as it does to us, join us every week as we dig into strategies to enrich and enhance our day-to-day life and health.
And let's start rebranding your wellness journey.
Welcome back to another episode of Wellness Rebranded. I am Elizabeth, here with my Beauty Nisses co-hosts,
Tara
and Maria.
Hello.
And I'm excited for this topic because, Maria, I had you come into a membership that I have and do a talk on emotional self-care for my clients, and everyone thought it was so helpful. I thought it was so helpful, and there were so many things that jumped out at me as you were speaking that day that I literally messaged you afterwards and said, we've got to get this on the podcast. And so here we are talking about emotional self-care. You're going to give us all sorts of wisdom and insights on this. And before we dive in, I just want to remind people, we have that free ultimate self-care planner tool that we have put together. You can download it in the show notes. It's going to help you take this conversation and that tool and bring more self-care into your life. So, Maria, tell us about emotional self-care.
So on last episode, we talked about physical care and we defined it.
Physical self-care.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to talk, let's talk about emotional care. So I promised on last episode that I was going to share with you that eight dimensions of wellness or of self-care, just for us, FYI. We talked about physical last mm-hmm. episode. We're going to talk about emotional on this episode. The other ones are, for example, social self-care, mm-hmm. right?
Huge
the social
one.
Part yeah. of your life. Also, the financial part of your life, how to take care of your yourself financially, like saving money or that kind of stuff that brings a benefit mm-hmm. to yourself. Environmental, including maybe inside your house or people who like gardening and planting, that can promote your wellness as well. Intellectual wellness.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to take care of yourself intellectually, occupational, and spiritual. Mm-hmm. So all those are the eight dimensions that, I mean, I'm sure there are more, but based on this proposal. But today we're going to talk about emotional self-care. And following the definition we gave on the last episode is anything that you do intentionally to take care of yourself emotionally, meaning what you feel, your emotions, how you express your emotions, mm-hmm. how you cope with your emotions, how you feel your emotions, how you recognize what triggers your emotions. What else? How you soothe your emotions,
mm-hmm.
how you, whatever you do with
your
relationship
emotions. With your emotions.
Yes, your relationship with emotions. So in that workshop that Elizabeth, you're mentioning, we talked about emotional needs. And I think this is important because all human beings have emotional needs. And part of taking care of yourself is identifying those needs and finding ways, either through yourself or through asking others, to meet those needs. You know what I realized, ladies? I have an emotional need of appreciation and touch, like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like I need to feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if
we appreciate.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Tell me more.
But it's true.
Here, let me touch you.
You.
Could you give Maria a hug, please?
You might You're think closer. That's funny. This doesn't apply to everyone, and I get it. But when you know your emotional needs, I know physical touch is a huge one. So if I spend, let's say, a whole week without physical touch, I'm a different human being. I'm a different person.
Well, and all humans need touch, right?
Yeah, but totally.
No,
we're very touch-deprived as a society.
Yeah.
You know?
One thing that I loved about when you were talking the other day is just normalizing and bringing to the forefront of our consciousness that, yes, we are humans and we have emotional needs and they are as important as our physical needs or any of those other needs, right? And I think sometimes there's a lot of stereotyping around, oh, that person is maybe needy
emotional.
Yeah. And we can feel sort of like it's a problem if we have emotional needs. And I loved how you just like brought it to the forefront and destigmatized it.
Not only it's important to have emotional needs and everyone has emotional needs, but you have them all the time.
Yeah.
Thoughts and emotions is something that even if you choose not to, they're natural, automatic. Most of them, they're going to come to you even if you want to hide them under the rug. Good luck with that. Because they're going to come. So, and I said that day, and people think it's funny, but there's only one group of people who don't have emotions. You know what group of people that is?
I know.
No, I don't know.
I'm think hard, Tara.
Dead ones?
Yeah. I was like sleeping, maybe. And I was like, well, dreams. So no, probably not.
Dead people, the only group of people that don't have emotions 24/7, they change.
Yeah.
Our emotions fluctuate. And that's a good thing to know. All emotions are temporary because sometimes we're scared of emotions.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to feel this way. Well, two things. It's okay when you're feeling something.
Yeah.
Your emotion comes with you. Two, it's temporary. No emotion lasts a long time.
Are you familiar with the work of that woman whose name is escaping me at the moment, but an emotion lasts in your body for 90 seconds? And there's a big TED talk around it. And then what the meaning behind that is, you know, an emotion is sort of a chemical reaction in your body, right? You can feel it physically in your body, but that reaction is 90 seconds. After 90 seconds, it's the story you're telling yourself about the emotion that makes it last.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Are you familiar with
this? I actually think it's really comforting to like have the reminder that like emotions are temporary.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, okay.
And you can even
because in the moment they don't always feel, especially the what did we agree that we would call them, Maria? Not the bad or the negative emotions.
Oh, hold on. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I have two ideas. What were you saying before that?
Well, I was just going to say sometimes the, you know, pain, sadness, grief, all those things, when you're experiencing them, they don't feel temporary.
Yeah.
Right.
They feel like they're going to go on forever.
But this is something important to tell ourselves. When you're having an emotion that maybe is uncomfortable, tell yourself, this is temporary.
Yeah.
I say it out loud to myself. Not only emotions, even a situation that you're not liking and enjoying at the moment, tell yourself, this is temporary, because that helps. But going back to emotions, something that is very important, and I asked this question during your workshop to your group, is when are emotions a problem?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very nice conversation, mm-hmm. and those smart ladies gave the answer. And the answer is
never.
Emotions are not positive or negative. I have a huge problem with when I read anywhere that says, because your negative emotions, what emotions are those? What is it? Anger? Sad? How are they negative? There might be uncomfortable, but you need your anger. You need your sadness the same way you need your happiness.
Right? It's sort of like stress. It helps you move through a situation.
Right. If that's the case, then your happiness can be a problem too, because too much happiness is going to bring you some trouble too.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep down your happiness over there.
I will not.
You stuff that happiness right back down.
But people always say, hold on, Maria, what do you mean? Of course, there are negative emotions, and your group even came up with ideas. Because when I feel angry, maybe I slam doors and that's not the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the behavior.
Yeah.
So emotion is never a problem. Maybe the behavior, what we react with or the decision of what we do with that emotion is what might be the problem, because many people get angry and don't slam doors or yell at other people
we mentioned this the other day in the group, but it's just like food, right? Like I'm always trying to say there's not good or bad food. All food gives you some nutrients. It's sort of how you eat it and the situations and, you know, the person. Same with the emotions. They're not good or bad.
Yes. And if we're talking about emotional self-care, my first invitation is to focus on that. First, recognize that you have all sorts of emotions, comfortable and uncomfortable, that they're not negative or positive. They're just emotions and they're part of you. And the importance sometimes to just sit with your emotion, to just let it be, to feel them. No rush, because we were talking about this, how sometimes we feel like we have to have an action plan right away to fix the emotion. Maybe not, because the more you feel the emotion, the more you're going to get to know yourself as, what do you do when you feel this emotion? What triggers this emotion, and how do you cope with the emotion? And how amazing information to have about yourself, right? We want to know this stuff when you date. Like, if you're going out on a date, don't you want to know how the other person deal with emotions and cope with emotions and express their emotions? Well, you should want to know that about yourself, too.
I went on a date one time, and my date ordered, like, a baked potato, and it came with, like, salt all over the outside. And dude lost his mind.
Oh, no.
Over this potato. And if for real, it made me go, like, whoa. I don't know about this relationship. Like, yes. Not just because, like, salty potatoes are delicious, but, like, dude, the way he interacted with the waiter, the way that made him, like, fly off the handle over something that in my mind was, like, really trivial.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, just brush the salt off. Like, what are you doing? But to me, that was like, whoa, red flag one and two.
Yeah.
So that's a great example. This person has all the right to feel frustrated or angry about the potato. Mm-hmm. So it's not the emotion, it's the behavior. Because still with that frustration and that anger, you'll be like, wow, I really don't like salty potatoes. I'm going to just order another one. But look how that can affect the relationship.
Oh, yeah, man.
How we deal with our own emotions. Huge one. Why are we not paying more attention to these when he can, you know, splatter, or how you say, like, splatter. In so much splatter or affect so many other things?
Like, spoiler alert, I did not marry that guy.
So here's the thing, you beautiful listener, just to plant a seed in your brain with this episode, ask yourself for a second, what was your most common emotion or primary emotion in the last week? Identify what that was. Was it anger? Was it frustration, happiness, irritability, sadness? What else? There's so many emotions. Surprise, whatever, disappointment.
Anxiety.
What was it? Recognize that. What do you do when you feel this way? What's your behavior? What are your thoughts when you're having the emotion? That's a huge one. Because sometimes with sadness is, here I am feeling sad. I can't believe it. I need to fix this. I need to be happy. What are people going to think about me? Whatever it is that we're blaming ourselves for.
And also it's helpful to notice, where are you feeling that emotion in your body?
Oh, yeah.
What does it feel like? Mm-hmm. And where does it show up? And really, it's maybe sounds odd, but that is a form of interoceptive awareness, which is the same skill that helps you tune into your hunger and fullness cues and many other things. And it will help you recognize what's happening with your nervous system as well.
And the other question is, what are really my needs that are not being met? That's a question to ask yourself when you're having that emotion. For example, when I'm irritable and my patience is, like, not good and I find myself yelling at my kids, I can tell you my basic need there that haven't been met is sometimes rest, is even sometimes hunger.
Yeah.
How many things we change when we're hungry is maybe that I didn't feel appreciated. Like I told you guys, is big for me. When I don't feel appreciated, there's a need there that is not met, and my reaction to the world changes, right? So that's why it's so important to keep an eye on what are those emotional needs that need a little care. Do you have any emotional needs that you can think of?
Yeah.
Like?
I'll give you an example. The other day, I was so busy at work that I didn't make time to eat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And normally, this is not a problem for me. Like, I don't notice it affecting my emotions as much. But I got home from work and I was just like cranky. Mm-hmm. And Marcus came home from work that day too. And he was like, oh, I didn't have time to eat today. I was so busy. And he was also like kind of in a crotchety mood. And we had some snacks, like right when we got home. Mavs always has snacks too. And afterwards, both of us were like, oh,
feel so much better.
Like, we were just like hangry.
Yeah.
You know, it just needed a little something to take the edge off.
Yeah.
I definitely.
So I'm going to give you
quality time.
Quality time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I really need quality time with the people I care about.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to give you listeners a super quick list, just again to plant the seed. These are common human being emotional needs that most people have. So keep an eye on it. And if one of them resonates, then most likely if this need is not met, is going to show up in some way in your life. So most people, we have the need to feel loved unconditionally by at least a few people in your life, to get recognition for your accomplishments, like appreciated, praised, rewarded, to be touched, like in my case, patted, hugged affectionately. Again, not for everyone, but this is for most people, to feel supported when feeling hurt, to feel safe and protected is a common emotional need, to be treated with respect, even when you disagree with somebody else. That's an emotional need that most of us have, to be forgiven when you do something wrong, to be asked to join others in social gatherings, you know, so you don't feel left mm-hmm. out is an emotional need. To have friends you can trust, to receive attention, to feel connected emotionally to other people, your need for privacy. We have the need for privacy, to have time for ourselves to do whatever you need to do, and to feel freedom to express what you want to express, to have people who believe in your capabilities. All those are emotional needs. So carve a life that you can either give yourself things to meet these emotional needs or ask others for help. Like, Elizabeth, I need a hug. Mm-hmm. Or Elizabeth, remind me why am I appreciated. That's okay to ask, isn't it? Well, I'm going to do it even if you guys don't want to.
Suddenly she's only talking to herself. And I loved how you said the other day, you know, if you're really struggling, maybe sit back and see if you can notice which one of those things you're missing right now.
Yeah. And self-inventory is always helpful.
What would make me feel loved right now? What would make me feel appreciated? If you need the touch and nobody's around, this might sound super silly, people, but I do it and it works for me. I hug myself. I do, because that touch, even if it's with yourself or putting your fingertips together mm-hmm. and rubbing your fingertips, bring the sense of touch, and for your body is important. If I need a break, I take my mind to the beach. And 60 seconds of taking my mind to the beach, your brain doesn't know the difference. Your brain doesn't know if you're there for real or just visualizing it.
I digress. Never mind.
I was just thinking like how disappointed I would be to imagine I was at the beach and open my eyes and realize I'm in my own living room.
It doesn't matter. Well, those 60 seconds that you did it, your mind took a break. And it counts.
Yeah, your mind took a break. But I'll ask the question because I actually am dying to know the answer because I don't think I'm crazy in making this up. Isn't there some research that even people just thinking about doing an exercise actually helps strengthen muscles?
I do not know about this research, but related, if you have like an injury on one side and you work out the other side, the injured side will get stronger.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
If there's research behind that, let me know, because I want to go lay down in my couch
and imagine yourself running.
Myself doing some.
I imagine it's like meditation, right? Like, we know that like guided or self meditation reduces like blood pressure, reduces your heart rate, reduces risk of like depression and anxiety and things like that. So if you're just like laying there thinking about jogging on the treadmill or lifting weights or whatever, like, I imagine there is benefit to that.
Not a muscle benefit. You think I'll get a six pack if I
I do not.
I must have been thinking about what you were thinking, what you said the first time. But you're gonna go look it up and report
I'll
back.
I'll report
please.
Back.
Hey, I'm gonna try.
Yes, let's do an experiment.
Okay, let's take a picture of my belly right now. That might be in a month after I picture myself doing
I would be fascinated to see this. So please do it.
Okay. All right.
We'll post pictures in the show notes.
We've totally digressed.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you everyone for listening. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your emotional needs.
And
you...
don't forget to download our freebie and show notes.
Yes. Go download. Bye. And until next time. Thank you for listening. If you want to connect with me outside of this podcast, you can find me on Instagram at coaching_therapist.
I'm Elizabeth. You can find me at Elizabeth Harris Nutrition or in my Facebook group, Health and Healing with Intuitive Eating.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Tara De Leon Fitness. Guys, if you loved this episode or any of our other episodes, we would love it if you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps us get the non-diet word out to the rest of the world. So please leave us a review.
Yes, thank you.